Okay, let's see. Terry's calling us from Mount Lake Terrace. Hi, Terry. What's on your mind, sir?
Hi there.
Hello.
Say, hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I sure can.
Okay. My son, who's in his mid-40s, is experiencing symptoms of BPH with, incomplete bladder drainage and so on. I don't know if he has any additional diagnosis yet, but you've talked about this before, and got any suggestions that might help along the way while we investigate further?
The most impressive research paper I've seen, sir, was done by docs who were working with men with BPH, and what they did was ultrasound their prostate glands to see how big they were. Now, this is not X-ray, this is ultrasound, but it does accurately measure how big the prostate is. All right, then they had all these guys, I'm sorry, not all these guys, half these guys taking lycopene, LYCOPENE. That's in all the natural food stores, compounding pharmacies, to home dispensary, etc. It comes in a 15 milligram and a 30 milligram. And since all it is the pigment from tomato paste, I'd be going for the 30 milligram size, just to make sure if it's going to help that it has the best chance. Okay, they had half the group take the lycopene, and they had half the group take a placebo. And then they went back after a while. I forget what the while was because I read the research paper long ago. But they went back after a while and re-scanned those prostate glands with the ultrasound. And what do you know? The guys in the lycopene group had a 20% reduction in size of the prostate. It did take months, but they had a 20% reduction in the size of the prostate. And the ones in the placebo group had about a 1 to 2% increase. And that's the one paper that I was very impressed with, sir.
Well,
okay. And usually what's recommended are things like Saw Palmetto and that sort of thing.
yes.
Does that help at all?
Yes, but the saw palmetto can be overdone. Please work with a physician skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine on that one. Why? What I mean by overdone is nobody ever got killed, but what it does is inhibit an enzyme that takes testosterone to something called 5-alpha testosterone. And unfortunately, sir, if that's overly inhibited, then downstream from that, we also inhibit the anti-carcinogenic testosterone, and we don't want to do that. So if we're going to use the saw palmetto, we stick with smaller doses. If we find that bigger doses help us, then we better get our testosterone metabolites measured and make sure we're not cutting off that anti-carcinogenic testosterone while we're cutting off the other one.
Yeah, okay.
And by the way, a
okay.
couple three things, sir. There are three minerals that are the most prostate protective, and I didn't say reducing size here, but they're prostate protective against cancer, and those happen to be zinc, selenium, and boron. And one can use them in supplements, or one can look up foods high in zinc or selenium and boron and eat those. But they are prostate protective. There's a lot of research on that. Unfortunately, none of the research shows that they shrink prostate size like lycopene. But still, we might as well protect our prostates.
Right, and of course, with zinc, you got to be careful not to overdo it and balance it with copper and all that stuff. So,
Thank you, sir.
okay.
You've been doing your studying and reading. Go for it.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome, sir. And it looks like we better go to our break here, and then we'll get back to Rick and Jackie.